The White House established a rural council today, the first of its kind, focused on rural America and its economy. President Obama signed an executive order calling for a group of 24 administration officials, including cabinet secretaries, to sit on the advisory group. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, a former governor of Iowa, heads the council.
Today, the president signed an executive order, which I believe represents an unprecedented commitment to rural America. It's an historic opportunity for us to shine a spotlight on a very important part of America, a place that is the source of our food, our feed, our fiber, a good deal of our water, as well as an ever-increasing amount of our fuel, and those who serve us in uniform come disproportionately from rural America. So it's an important place.
Vilsack focused his comments mostly on rural communities with strong agriculture or ranching, but Alaska's villages are included in the sweep of the rural focus. The Obama administration has been accused of dismissing rural America, such as when Obama, the candidate, was caught on tape talking about small-town Americans clinging to God and guns. But Vilsack disputed the suggestion that Obama is doing this just to get rural voters on his side before the 2012 election. And Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told reporters today that anyone who says the White House is giving rural America short shrift is misguided.
They're simply wrong. The fact of the matter is that President Obama and his administration have made major investments, and we have taken rural America from a place where it was a forgotten America to an America that is much more on the map today.
The new Rural Council will come up with recommendations on investing in the economy of rural areas and will help coordinate between local communities, tribal governments, and businesses. It aims to boost job opportunities and improve the lifestyles of the estimated 60 million rural Americans.